Welcome back, everybody, to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
Oh, my goodness, Orion.
Oh, my goodness, Kyle.
What? I really stirred up a bunch of drama over at the Whiskey Boys Saloon recently, and I had no idea. 2 weeks ago, I was a guest on the old Whiskey Boys show. I was a guest host because all the regulars were busy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just me and John Paul, the host of the show. And I had been on the show once before. And I, when we talked about this on our podcast, I said, I thought that the episode I was on most recently had gone better than the previous episode I had been on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the last I'd really heard about it.
Yeah.
And then John Paul didn't do an episode the week after that. And then this week, yesterday, he did a new episode with Anthony Large Bears and Sean Ryan of Method to Mothballs.
Full crew. Yeah.
And I was in the chat room. I was listening live. And they get to a certain point in the show, and they start talking about the episode that I was on, mm-hmm. kind of, sort of. And I clipped that part out, and I would like to play that.
All right.
And I'll pause it, and we'll discuss and stuff. So here we go.
Okay, now this is kind of an interesting story we have here. This is an email from the last show I did with Kyle. The first one I got maybe, let's just say three, just for the sake of it.
Okay.
Hey, this is Don from Super Heavy. I figured I'd shoot you an email. They say I played the promo, blah, blah, blah. I'd also like to thank you for making such great podcasts. You've been a big inspiration on me restarting my old passion, even though my topic has made some changes. Any advice on the show that you could give me, I would appreciate it. Well, then.
Okay. I wanted to pause it there just to explain. Don, I believe it's Don Shule.
Yeah. Who is Don?
Don Shule is a guy who does a podcast called Super Heavy. And it is as far as I can tell, it's a heavy metal podcast. But I could be wrong. I actually haven't listened to it. He voicemailed Whiskey Thursday the week that I was on. And his voicemails were basically like, hey, check out my podcast, Super Heavy, whatever. Mm-hmm. It seemed very pluggy.
Yeah.
And from the voicemails, I was like,
it's never a good thing.
I wouldn't want to listen to a podcast done by that man.
Yeah.
So as I do, I poked a little bit of fun. But so, okay, apparently this email came in before he heard that episode of Whiskey Thursday.
Yeah.
So he sends in this email to John Paul like, hey, I'm doing a podcast. I really like yours. You guys do great work. If you could check it out, give me any advice. I totally appreciate it. Sweet email. And so now,
about a half hour later, I get this. I won't lie. The things I heard on your show kind of hurt, but I'm glad you guys were honest. I'll take this chance to improve what I'm doing to further my development. Now, if you didn't hear last time's show, he called in and told us about his podcast. I knew it was a bad idea to go on that website, but I did it anyway. No, Kyle, it's not funny.
See, it's okay.
Pause it.
See, like I said, I was in the chat room. And when this was being discussed, I said that I thought it was I think I typed ha 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 with an exclamation point.
What a dick.
And then John Paul read it. No, Kyle, it's not funny. Oh, boy. Should I keep playing it?
Yeah, keep playing. Okay. Yeah.
Not always a good idea to promote your own website by emailing other people's.
No, okay.
All right, I did want to, that was Sean Ryan saying, it's not always a good idea to promote your website by emailing other people's. This is what I was saying when somebody, I'm Kilo, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm Kilo was like, put together a short segment and send it out to other podcasters, and they'll play it on their show, or they'll give you advice on what to do and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, that's a dumb idea. That's a terrible idea. If you wanted to start a podcast, first make little segments and send them to other shows to get them to play them on theirs. Terrible idea, because you're going to get made fun of.
Yeah, you're jumping the gun.
That's what's going to happen. And I think that this is kind of the same thing. And I know it's not the greatest example because I'm the one who did the making fun. So mm-hmm. of course, like, I'm also the one who said that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I made it come true. But this podcast, Well, I'll let it play a little bit more, I think, because... Yeah,
shed some more light.
Yeah.
I think Kyle's a cool guy, but he seems to take pleasure in shitting on some people.
I do.
That's absolutely true.
I will not deny that.
Who doesn't? And we spent...
Some people deserve it, some people do,
but I don't... I shouldn't have brought
up that.
I understand.
You want to be kind. You want to be nurturing, well, because everyone's new. Our first podcasts suck.
Exactly.
Okay.
Everybody's...
That's why I wanted to play a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Of course, all of our first podcasts sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they were relatively good compared to other things, they still sucked. Like, because we were new mm-hmm. when we got started. Our first podcast sucked for sure. The thing is, I never would have emailed another podcast that I listened to, especially one that I thought was better than mine, and said, hey, you know, check out my podcast, and you know, if you could plug it on yours and give me any advice. I never would have done it.
Yeah,
it's not something I ever would have done. I feel like that's getting way ahead of yourself,
yeah, especially on your first show.
Most people, I don't think, want to get like that's. It's almost like a burden. Like most shows, I've heard people get made fun of for asking questions about how shows are made and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more the norm than anything, like, then, oh, yes, let me tell you all about the things that you should be doing. And this nurturing, who's nurturing these people? The only podcast I can think of where that would go down are, like, the weird tech shows done by, like, dweebs that nobody would ever want to listen to.
Yeah.
If your podcast is about how to podcast, then that's kind of different. Or if your podcast is about reviewing other podcasts, I don't know if there are still podcasts like that out there, but there used to be during like the first big podcast boom, there were podcasts that just reviewed podcasts. But it's just strange to me. Like mm-hmm. I got 10 episodes. That's enough.
Yeah.
Plug my show. And he was weird about it in the voicemails. It wasn't like, hey, I do a podcast. If you could, check it out and give me, you know, any advice or whatever. He said stuff like that, but it was like he was plugging his show.
Yeah.
Like he got in his website address at the end of the voicemails and stuff.
He needs listeners. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was. It was marketing is what it was. Yeah. And maybe, you know, maybe you can give me some advice. Maybe he genuinely wanted advice. I'm not going to say he didn't, but.
Yeah. And I can see people hearing us talk about this and like, hey, just give the fucking show a chance. I mean, what are you so big and famous you can't, you know, at least check it out or investigate. But the thing is, in my opinion, is there's just, it's not like we get a ton of people emailing us saying, hey, check out my podcast. It's just, you know what's good and what's not, man.
Well, to be fair, I did not listen to his podcast.
Yeah.
But I also didn't have time. Like, I was doing the show and with John Paul, and this is the first time I'd ever even heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
And the first thing I hear about it is this guy shilling his podcast and everything about it, like his weird southern twang and the kind of pseudo-aggressive way he was going about plugging it. Like, I think he called twice to plug it.
Jesus Christ,
and,
yeah. That just makes you look like you're...
I knew I wouldn't want to listen to it. I knew it was garbage. And the fact that every time... Because we have a few times been messaged saying, hey, we do a podcast. Maybe we could cross-promote or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of when John Paul contacted me, every time that's happened... It's been just the worst fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have come to expect that.
Yeah.
Because people who are doing good shows, for the most part, aren't doing that.
Yeah.
They're not going out there and emailing other podcasters and saying, hey, could you talk about my show? And then I'll talk about yours. I'll put a link to yours and you'll put a link to mine and it'll be great.
Yeah.
There's more to this audio clip.
Let's hear it.
I took a nap today.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking out of it.
First show sucks, but the thing is that I don't want my listeners to think that if they leave a voicemail, we're just going to shit on them for 20 minutes, and that's what happened last week.
Let's be constructive.
It made me really uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and I dealt with a lot of backlash because of that episode.
I've dealt a lot with the same.
I'm curious about that. John Paul says he dealt with a lot of backlash mm-hmm. about that episode. For one, I'm curious about the extent of the backlash because he doesn't get into it fully. But also, Sean Ryan says, I've dealt with a lot of the same. And I wonder what exactly he means by that, because I haven't been on his show. So it's not, I don't think it's me that he's dealing with backlash from, unless he's dealing with backlash just from association, because he like talks to me sometimes on Twitter, which would be hilarious would to be. Me if people hated me that much. But I don't think that's what he means. I think he must be talking about getting backlash from stuff he said on his own show. Okay.
And so I ended up making him a new website because I felt terrible.
So it worked out now, in the end for Don. He got a website out of the deal.
For free.
See, I need to be on Whiskey Thursday and talk trash about more shitty podcasts so that John Paul will upgrade their shit.
Put them to work.
I just accidentally skipped backwards. I hope this is about where we were supposed to be.
And I dealt, I every person that was talked about got back to me, and
you didn't expect it all of a sudden.
No,
that's like, what you get.
You son of a bitch.
Okay, Tony One doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, and I so skipped I ahead too far.
And yeah, I don't know. It just it put me in a bad mood. It was a, I don't know, just it was a bad podcast. And so I ended up making him a new website.
Okay, that's
because
where we
were. I felt terrible. And, like, yeah, there were some problems with his site, but I think that we didn't go about the right way of addressing them.
Did you get him off of MySpace? Was that it?
Exactly. And yeah, I don't know. It put me in a bad mood. It was a, I don't know, just, it was a bad podcast. I listened back to it and I wasn't very
that hurts my heart.
That's a little far there, John Paul.
You're going too far, John Paul. It was fine when I was shitting on people, but the fact that you were uncomfortable offends me. No, but it does. It doesn't hurt my heart, but it does make me feel a little bit funny because I thought that episode was better than the previous one that I was on.
Yeah.
And John Paul thinks it was a bad podcast.
I think I know what he's saying. He just felt uncomfortable the whole time.
Well, I don't fully understand that. I mean, they talk about dicks and cum all the time and like raping children and stuff. Like Anthony went on a whole thing about fucking wounds at one point. Like he was talking about sticking his dick in somebody's chest cavity and fucking the space next to their heart. And they make fun of people. They don't make fun of people they know, but they make fun of people all the time. But like I crossed a line because I made fun of a listener. I'm not mad about this or anything. If I was, then this isn't how I'd be dealing with it. But it's just weird. I crossed a line because I made fun of a listener. Like that's they're not off limits as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Like if you're a fucking weirdo, then you're going to get made fun of.
Did you engage John Paul into talking about Anthony or Tony?
I believe.
Or was that all him?
I'd have to listen back, but I think he brought that up.
Of course that's going to hit closer to home. Maybe, you know, you're talking about your friends, talking shit.
Maybe he didn't bring that up, but like the only trash talking I can remember doing is just that I called him racist. I said he seemed like he might be one of those guys who's like, who laughs at the same racist jokes as me, but for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I said he seems like he might be that kind of guy. I can't remember talking any other shit about Anthony.
And that's
the rest of it was all John Paul.
Yeah.
Basically saying like how he gets annoyed with him for showing up too early to shows and like I don't know.
With everything he said, I totally agreed with him. If I had a friend like that, it's just if it takes you podcasting your feelings, you know, about your friend, it's a little cowardly, but hey, you know, it's healthy. It's therapy. You got to get that shit out of there.
Well, and the shit talk about Ryan, like we talked shit about Ryan, but it was really me talking shit about Ryan, and who the fuck was surprised?
Yeah. Like,
it's not the first time, you know, this is not, like, this is a running gag for me. Every time Ryan comes up, I'm like, Jesus Christ. I don't even actually hate him that much. Like, I don't hate him.
Yeah.
I just think he has a terrible voice and has no business podcasting.
It's horrible.
Anyway.
But and I think it's hilarious that I'm constantly complaining about, not constantly, but every time he comes up complaining about him having a terrible voice, and he got a bigger role in a thing that's all voice acting than I did. I think that's funny. And so to me, it was funny to bring that up and make fun of it.
That's gold.
But no, because I guess people are sensitive. Mm-hmm. And I think I do to a certain extent. Should I keep playing this? Like, I feel like it's not going over as well as I had hoped, probably because I played it for Orion before we started doing this. I should have waited. All right, I'll keep playing it because there are a couple other points I wanted to address a little bit.
Happy with
I listened to a portion of it.
Yeah, yeah. I talked some shit about Tony.
Yep.
We talked about Don. We talked about Ryan. It was all out terrible. And I dealt... every person that was talked about got back to me. And
you didn't expect it all of a sudden.
No,
that's like, what you get.
You son of a bitch.
Okay, Tony one doesn't listen to the podcast, and so I don't usually.
But you talked about death, and I'm like, I wonder what he's talking about. I wonder if it relates to me and what I'm going through right now, even though it's not really me, but my wife. And I'm like, I'll listen, see what he said. And the first like 15 minutes are shitting on me. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
See, I haven't even heard this. I have to look for it now.
It was the last week's episode or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, so I
sent a crap ton of text messages to you and
you motherfucker, I quit.
No, it was more along the lines of, you know what? I want to do the best I can. I want to make the best podcast we can make, but we have to communicate.
Yeah,
that was a big thing, is communication. So
I'm not very assertive.
Because you're an asshole.
I don't know. See, now I'm really uncomfortable even talking about it. It just like...
Dude, I'm fucking okay with it.
I don't give a fuck about you, Tony.
Oh, of course you don't.
I just feel awkward talking about Kyle while he's in the chat.
Oh, why?
I think that is hilarious for two reasons. One... Like, I apparently am a large part of this problem because I talk shit about people. So he feels uncomfortable talking shit about me. I think that's funny. Like, I'm the last person you should feel uncomfortable talking shit about.
You opened him up. Yeah.
And the other reason I think that's hilarious is because this whole thing is about how terrible he feels because that episode involves so much shit talk about people.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of behind their backs,
yeah,
like on the internet, but like they weren't there.
Yeah,
I actually,
you weren't listening to this.
I don't feel comfortable talking about this while Kyle's in the chat. Yeah. It's funny to me. If he wasn't in the chat, well, maybe that'd be different. That's pretty funny to me. But I didn't give a fuck. It's fine.
I don't know.
Because
like,
Kyle sucks. Because
Kyle's a dick.
No, like
I love Kyle.
I like Kyle. I love
so
his
I.
show.
Kyle
but
be my butt buddy.
I just. I've dealt with a lot of drama because of him. Because
he can be a dick. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
How about you put it that way? There's nothing wrong with him being a dick because it works for him and it works on his podcast.
Yeah.
There's a certain respect that I have for Kyle because of that.
I know. He says the things that I don't have the balls to say.
There you go.
But I don't say them for a reason because I don't want
to. That part's a little bit funny to me. Not that I don't say them for a reason, but the part before that, there's a certain respect I have for Kyle. He's a dick, but it works for me on his show. Like in a way, that's like that's the wrong kind of feedback to give me if you want me to stop doing that.
Exactly. Jesus.
Kyle made me really uncomfortable and I had to deal with all this drama, but we love Kyle. He's the best. I don't know. It's like, it's the wrong, if you want me to, maybe they don't want me to stop. I don't know, but I think
like you're going to now. Jesus.
I asked later in the chat. I think maybe after the show, if I was now banned from co-hosting on Whiskey Thursday and John Paul said no.
Awesome.
But I don't know what I'm going to do next time. You know, like
it wasn't all you.
I mean, no, Jesus. It really wasn't all me.
It's like if you came on a show and said, hey, I don't like this guy.
It wasn't all me. But I think the fact that I am totally OK with it.
Yeah.
Like some of it was me. Like it was pretty much all me talking shit about Don Shule.
Yeah.
It was pretty much all me talking shit about Ryan. The Anthony thing wasn't really me. But. You know, the fact that I'm okay with it and the fact that I'll go along with it and I'm okay with, like, I think that made it a shit talking episode. So, I mean, it is kind of me.
You have to, if I were Don, I don't know. It seemed like it brought his whole world down, but If you have to accept constructive criticism.
It wasn't constructive criticism. I mean, it kind of was.
In a way.
You could pick some constructive criticism out of it. But basically what I was saying was that he was shit at what he was doing. But that is also like important to hear, I think.
Yes.
And imagine this podcast takes off in some form. Like you have like thousands of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And you start getting emails and stuff about your show. You're going to get some hate mail.
Yeah.
Like probably a lot of it. Like the bigger you get, the more of it you're going to get. You're going to get people shitting on you for no, you're going to get people calling you a faggot for no apparent
reason. Just faggot. Goodbye.
And you got to be able to handle that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a dick telling people to stop being so fucking sensitive. But I really do think people just need to stop being so fucking sensitive.
Yeah. We're all men, for God's sake.
Like you put it out there. And I don't know. What did you expect? Kisses?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Snuggles?
I don't know. Okay. Let's go.
With them later.
Oh.
And
I get the vibe that he doesn't say it to especially be cruel.
No, I don't think he knows. Well, he's probably a little autistic.
Yeah, I was like,
he doesn't actually know how to talk to people like me. I don't know how to talk to people.
Maybe you're the autistic one.
He doesn't have the filter.
Yeah.
Well, like, he doesn't understand what's... Not necessarily offensive, but...
Oh, it's not that he doesn't. It's that he doesn't care.
Oh, yeah. I have a little bit of that, but only sometimes.
Exactly, yeah. He got the burgers. He's saying exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, at that point, I was in the chat room saying, I have Asperger's with exclamation points, which was me. I was joking. And then John Paul says, see, he's saying everything I'm saying in the chat. Yeah, a long time ago, I talked about a little bit about Asperger's mm-hmm. on the show, and I talked about how there are these tests online where you can like test yourself for Asperger's, and
they're probably bullshit, but you did it anyway.
Well, they're not meant to be like a diagnostic tool. Yeah. It's meant to like give you an idea and then
general guide.
If this test says, yeah, shit, you got the Bergs, then
the Bergs.
Then you should probably go talk to a doctor and see if you really do. And I took the test.
Yeah.
I took a couple of them, and the test was like, yeah, you probably got the Bergs. But I read up on Asperger's, and I don't think that I do, and I can't remember all the details now about what goes along with Asperger's, but I think a lot of people, I'm not even sure if it's a real fucking thing.
Yeah.
It probably is, but I think there are a lot of people who claim it because they hear that having Asperger's makes people socially awkward.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm socially awkward. Oh, I have a disease. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
And then they start throwing around words like neurotypical. That means normal people. that means people who aren't like robots with boogers hanging out of their nose. neurotypical.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
And that's disgusting.
Yeah. They'll be like, I forget what they call themselves. Neurodiverse, I think. Which is like, come on, fuck off. Even if you have Asperger's, that's the goofiest fucking thing.
Yeah.
Neurodiverse. You're celebrating your fucking disease, your fucking mental disorder. Anyway, there's just a teensy bit of this left.
They tried to diagnose me with that.
Asperger's?
Oh, yeah.
I guess nobody's ever tried to diagnose me with anything like that.
That's, yeah, I wouldn't. You're just more of a dickhead.
I'm an asshole.
You have more anger management issues.
Fuck
than,
yes, I do.
But it's just...
Now that you've queered all the relationships that you have with everybody.
Okay, so...
Yeah. All
next email.
Okay, so let's read the next email. Let's just let's skip right past. Okay, so this is a very positive one.
Okay, so that whole thing was so funny to me. I was dying in that chat room listening to this because it's like so dramatic. Like, yeah. Oh, all these people got upset with me, and to me it was so not a big deal. I totally didn't see it coming. Like, I knew we talked shit about people, but I totally didn't see it coming. Like, I've talked to Ryan a teensy bit in like the Whiskey Thursday chat room, and he's basically only ever said fuck you to me.
Yeah,
which I assumed was like it might be a somewhat genuine fuck you, but was also kind of a like playful fuck you. I didn't assume it was a teary eyed fuck you. You know, like
fuck you,
fuck you.
Fuck
you, man. I've had this broken voice my whole life, and my dream is to be a podcaster, and you're shitting all over it. Like, I didn't...
Well, I don't know. Like, if somebody... There are so many things... This is another thing. Somebody in the chat room, while this was going on, said, make fun of Kyle's shitty beard. And I was like, yeah, my beard sucks 1,000 dicks. I think that's exactly what I said. There are so many things that you could be like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. You're a train wreck. Like, where do you get off making fun of these people for this shit? Like, I was making fun of that guy's website. Our website sucks, yeah. And parts of it are broken. Yeah. But nobody ever, like, I don't know if it's the way that I say things or if it's just that other people just don't have it in them, but nobody ever says
combination.
Shit.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I acknowledge these things. Like, I've said several times that our website is shit. I've talked about my beard and I've called it a homeless man beard. I've mentioned that I don't have a bed. These are all things that somebody could totally make fun of me for. Is it just the fact that I acknowledge it myself and I go, yeah, I'm a fucking shit pile.
And then they can't touch you.
Yeah, I don't. Is it? I don't know.
It must, yeah.
But they're like, I make fun of Ryan's shitty voice. Meanwhile, I'm like whistling like I'm just about to need a tracheotomy. And nobody says a fucking thing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not like I want to be made fun of, but I wouldn't blame you. And just nobody ever does it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
This takes me back to, God, it must have been when we first started out and some of our friends were listening. I think it was just friends starting out.
Yeah, in the very beginning.
One of our friends said, like, they liked the show, but for fuck's sake, would Orion stop laughing all the time? He just laughs every word. He's like,
they compared you to they didn't say it like that, by the way. It wasn't that, like, for fuck's sake. But they compared you to Robin Quivers,
yes,
from the Howard Stern show. Yeah,
just in the background.
Like, that's right, Howard.
yeah, and it didn't hurt my feelings, but it made me rethink every word every phrase that was going to come out of my mouth. So,
well, surely you cut yourself.
In a way, that. I guess I'm a little sensitive, aren't we all? But I laughed it off, you know, I don't give a shit. So,
I do realize when I'm saying things that aren't nice,
mm-hmm.
For the record, like one of the reasons I don't think I have Asperger's is because the socially awkward part basically comes from not understanding other people.
Yeah.
Like,
that's like the key.
Not being able to put yourself in their shoes and, like, you know, figure them out. Like, they puzzle you because you can't imagine being them or whatever. Lack of empathy, which is something I supposedly lack empathy, but I'm 100% positive that I don't. I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? One of the reasons I don't think I have Asperger's is because I have empathy. I totally understand when I'm saying things that aren't nice. The thing is, I don't care. I don't care. I do care sometimes. Like, sometimes I'll find out, because occasionally I will say something that hurts somebody's feelings and I didn't mean for it to.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, shit. And I will, you know, feel bad. Like, I did not mean to do that. But if I'm making fun of somebody, I guess I figure people aren't so fucking fragile.
Yeah.
Like, it surprises me to find out that people are made out of glass. I don't know. It just, like, because the things I usually choose to make fun of people for aren't really that big a deal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You have a shitty voice.
Mm-hmm.
So does fucking everybody. Like, it's
so minimal.
Like, there are so many. I find it so, like, I shouldn't keep picking on Ryan because he's the one with the shitty voice and he's the one I keep using as an example.
Yeah.
But Don Shule has a shitty voice too. Fuck him. If you have a shitty voice, I don't understand why you decide to become a podcaster or, like, to go into radio or whatever. Like, if you were a burn victim with burns over 100% of your face and you decided to become a TV news anchor, I would think you were crazy. And that's what it seems like to me. like, I don't know, like if you had one of those, what is it called, like a lateral list?
Yes, yes, yes.
Where you lisp on the sides and you talk like this, mm-hmm. and you decided to become a podcaster. Like,
no shit.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to get...
You're going to get made fun of crazy if anybody even ever fucking listens to the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think making fun of people is funny.
Yeah.
Like, what would be more interesting listening to a podcast? Don Shule calls in and says, howdy, y'all. Check out superheavy.webs.com. .webs.com. Check out my website. I do a podcast, superheavy.webs.com. That's superheavy.webs.com. Check it out. And then he calls back again and does it again. What would be more entertaining at that point? Me making fun of him or or us going, well done. Congratulations on following your dream. I do have a few minor pointers, you know, take them or leave them. This is just my opinion. I think maybe the fact that you have a web page and then your episodes are on a completely different web page might be confusing to people, might be a bit of a problem, might look a little bit shitty, but shitty's a strong word.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has their own style. Everybody does. You know, who wants to listen to that?
Yeah.
Like dicks and cum, and then supportive podcast talk. Yeah. I don't know. It's fucking weird. Anyway, I mean, we don't have to keep talking about this, but I thought it was funny that like I had stirred up so much drama.
Holy
over
shit.
There.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Because I had listened to some of that episode, not all of it, but I couldn't see why you were to blame. You were just doing your part, you know, and then John Paul's either, he has the choice of either going along with it or saying, hey, I don't agree with you. But he went along with it.
Well,
so of course.
He didn't really, though. Like, that's the thing. I also don't understand why he's the host of the show, so if they want to send Whiskey Thursday emails or whatever, I get that.
Yeah.
But aside from Anthony, I don't really understand why John Paul would get backlash from what happened on there. Because the worst thing I think he said about Ryan was that the, I don't even remember if he said this on the podcast, but that the role that Ryan was playing in that radio drama kind of fit him because it was like a creepy nerd. And he never used the word creepy. That was me. Yeah. Like, I called him a creep. But like the rest of it was all me.
Yeah.
Like shit talk. He didn't talk any shit about Don Shule. In fact, he was kind of trying to defend him. So why would these people complain to John Paul?
Yeah, that's
what, unless what they're trying to say is no more Kyle on your show, which is fine. But I don't mind him. And I don't even necessarily think he was doing this, but I don't mind him placing the blame on me. Like, that's not the kind of show he wants to do.
Yeah.
He doesn't want, you know, whatever.
Well, he's a nice guy. He wants to, you know, be kind, you know, whatnot, whatever.
I was thinking, because I hadn't listened to it yet, I just started listening to the teensiest bit of the beginning. I went and I checked out the Super Heavy podcast website again, because John Paul said he made him a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it must be at a different address then, or else it isn't up yet, because the old one is still there.
Yeah.
But I went to the episodes, and there's an episode from April 27th, which is after that episode of Whiskey Thursday. And the title of the episode is A Downhill Slope. It's episode 11, A Downhill Slope. And the episode description is, this episode started out all happy and junk, and it pretty much ended on a low note. Sorry, internet. And I wonder... I wonder if this can be blamed on me
for
as well.
For fuck's sake, grow some balls, my God.
And I thought maybe we could listen to a teeny bit of this.
Let's do it.
I didn't give him a fair chance. I didn't ever listen to the show. Maybe the show is great and the website just sucks. And he sucks at leaving voicemails or whatever. I don't know. So would you like to hear a teeny bit of this show? We'll probably skip around a little bit.
All right.
Let's see.
...of this program, listener discretion is advised.
All right, we're off to a good start.
Hey, people. Welcome back to another episode of Super Heavy. I'm Don.
I'm Chris.
And we're trying out a few new things this episode, but we're sure you'll dig them.
Hell yeah!
One thing is, we're now going to start having background music playing.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks right off the bat, that is the worst fucking idea. Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Nobody do that ever. If you're going to start a podcast, I understand it's tempting because you can. You know, it's like getting a copy of Photoshop for the first time and adding lens flares to everything because it looks kind of cool in relative terms and it's so easy. Like if you had to draw a lens flare, it would be a lot harder. All of a sudden, at a push of a button, you can make everything shiny. Awesome. But it's not awesome. You look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing when you play background music through your whole podcast. It looks like you were just like, I can. Maybe you think you have a shitty voice and you want to mask it. I noticed in the beginning here before the background music started, there was a pretty nasty buzz. Maybe they're trying to cover the buzz with the background music.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is that you're trying to do, but don't.
And don't keep it up, yeah.
That is constructive criticism. Don't do that.
Even if I wasn't doing a podcast, that rubs me the wrong way.
It's just you'll trashy. Never hear anything yeah. professional do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You'll never, shit. Like, you turn on the radio, if there's background music, it's because they're, like, transitioning to or from yeah. something.
I want to hear you talk, you know?
Yeah. You don't, like, you listen to talk radio, nobody's ever playing background music the whole time. Yeah.
Weird fuck up in our mixer or our cables or something like that. Music pretty much turns out mostly instrumental, so it doesn't really hurt us.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like Phil's even there.
Forgive us if we're using the episode as a kind of a test, but it's more or less just so we can figure out what we're doing wrong and so we can improve on it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, this already sounds like I made him sad.
But, you know, it's part of a way for us to improve, you know, just so we can get better at what we're doing.
I thought he said this
was a better show.
I thought he said this episode started out all happy. This episode starts out all happy and junk. And so far, it sounds like they both just woke up. And the first thing on their mind is how shitty their podcast is.
Oh,
so
hey, everybody's first.
Sorry about this being kind of an experiment. If this doesn't work out, I'm going to kill my whole family and then kill myself.
Starting out can go one of two ways. For them, they're kind of shy and quiet, like they just woke up. With us, I think it was more like, ooh, my turn to talk.
We were also
from a piece of paper. Ooh, me.
We were also practically yelling in the beginning because the microphones we used didn't really pick it up very well. And we had to do noise reduction in post, which made it do that weird MP3 sound. But it was way worse if we were talking like this, because if we were talking like this, then the noise was way louder. And yeah. So, yeah, it was really bad. So we started out basically yelling. These guys, I'm guessing, have headset mics, because I'm pretty sure I've already heard nose breath into the microphone a couple of times.
Yeah.
So that's probably not as much of a problem for them. So they don't need to yell. Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, if you have any opinions or anything about that.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, if you have any opinions or anything, come on.
Oh, you got to be in the mindset of doing your own thing and fuck everybody else, at least for, the first 10 episodes. Fuck everybody else, I'm doing my own thing.
Here's another piece of constructive criticism.
All right.
Speak up and put a little bit of energy into it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to sound like you're in a great mood. Just like, I think I probably don't sound like I'm in a great mood a lot of the time. But you got to be a little more dynamic than that. Yeah. You can't... So, you know, especially if you're asking for, like, feedback. So,
what do you think they're going to say?
You Jesus. Know, if you guys have any, like, suggestions or, I don't know, I don't give a fuck. My life is shit.
Especially after an intro like that. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, right? Like, super heavy.
This
He's got
is.
These cartoon characters that are flipping out. They're like, you're a metal.
Butt fucking.
Yeah. And then the podcast starts out.
I'm hyped, yeah. Ooh, pumped.
Hey, guys, I'm Don, and I don't know, man.
Roll another one.
I might skip ahead here in a minute.
All right.
You know, just shoot us an email, you know, to our email address, superheavypodcast@gmail.com.
And if you have an idea for the show for us, just let us know. We might try that out a little bit.
I mean, we're open to suggestions. We've actually been given a few, and we're going to try and implement those today.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that there's going to be multiple breaks.
All right, pause it here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They're basically, this is their first episode. Yeah,
correct? No, this is number 11.
Number 11. Oh, then my bad. But I was going to say, this is like, they're starting off right away and saying, listeners, tell us what to do.
We haven't even heard your shit yet. God.
But no, if that's episode 11, then never mind.
I don't think there's anything wrong with like asking for listener feedback in the beginning. It would be weird if in the very beginning, said buy our shirts or something like in the first episode.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to skip ahead a bit. Let's see. Also, funnily enough, they just said, we've gotten some feedback. We're going to be implementing some of those things like taking multiple breaks. Somebody was like, guys, like stop more. Oh, God. Don't do that. Don't do it as much. Stop more.
Besides just the big break.
Okay, let's see.
Yes.
So I'm kind of continuing on with my, my 90s bit and my album bit. Continuing on with the 90s stuff. You know, a very popular band out of the 90s, The Offspring.
Where'd the background music go?
Whose latest release was 2008's Rise and Fall, Rage.
Okay.
Trivium's Mike Heavey took to Twitter to voice his disgusting state. I wish I knew who or what to blame specifically.
Oh, Christ. This sounds to me like a couple of southern 15-year-olds trying to do, like one of those weird readings of the news.
Yeah.
Like, in other news, so-and-so sucked so-and-so's dick, but they're talking about heavy metal. This is a heavy metal podcast, and you're like, so, and then Dave Mustaine got a guitar. He got his first guitar when he was 13, and it sounds like you're reading Wikipedia articles or something. Like, have a fucking conversation.
Chew off its head. But general admission tickets go on sale Friday, April 27th. Jeff Hurt Cowboy will be touring in support.
You think this has been the same song the whole time? They just got it on loop?
Sounds like that.
Released in North America on April 10th through...
sent out everything that you receive... can and will be monitored.
And they said that the U.S. government can and will limit your time on the internet.
We'll okay. Let the video do some of the talking for
now
us.
Now they're talking about the government limiting your access to the internet.
Like the video said...
On the Facebook and on the WordPress.
One thing I am happy about is... this is the year for music, besides the Roadrunner thing.
Okay. Well, that's basically the end of the show, and I didn't hear anything about me being a terrible person, so I consider myself absolved of all my sins. I'm a great guy. I offered some constructive criticism there. Good times.
Yeah.
I haven't really given you a chance to talk about anything yet.
No, that's cool.
But I did have one other thing going on in my life right now that I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked in the past about my father.
Yeah.
And how he's a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of learning this. Like the time that we had a big argument about the Fibonacci sequence and about Einstein failing math. Well, I got an email from my dad the other day. And he says, he's kind of out of the blue. He's just kind of checking in on me. What's going on? He says, what are you up to is the title. The subject of the email, he's like, hey, this is your dad. I haven't talked to you in a while. He says, as a parent, I am concerned, which is a little nutty. Like, I haven't talked to you in a while. Are you dead? I don't know. But I guess that's pretty normal. So there's a bunch of like normal shit. And then he starts talking about how he doesn't have a job right now and he hasn't been able to find one. And he says, he says it's hard to find a job where that's not part time and no benefits and no age discrimination. This is my dad being my dad. Then he gets to a part and he says, just kind of drops this in the middle of everything. Like it's completely casual. No big deal. He says, I've recently been reading and researching information about our screwed up economy and country and the downward spiral it is in and connections with the Illuminati and One World Order.
Oh, no.
From some very good informative YouTube videos and readings.
No fucking way, Kyle. No.
It's really an eye-opener of how things in the world are getting worse, and it's all done on purpose. Give me a call sometime. I do like talking to you.
Oh, no.
And then after that, he tells me that my sister is not getting married.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And
what?
He just kind of said it. Like, apparently she lost her job.
Yeah.
But he doesn't say if she actually broke up with her boyfriend. Like, did she call off the wedding because she wasn't going to have any money?
It's all because of you, Kyle.
But I guess...
my brother's not coming. Call it off.
Yeah, I'm sure. Everything's my fault. Yeah. I'm just wrecking everybody's life. But I think they must have broken up because he also talks about her trying to find a new place because she has to move out of her apartment. And if they were still together, I would think that they would move in together.
Yeah.
But like, apparently she might even move in with my dad.
Oh,
so I guess they're done. I don't know why, you know, whatever. But that, it's a load off my chest. Now nobody can be mad at me for not going.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, that sucks. You know, like as much as I'm not a fan of my sister, I don't wish her ill.
Yeah.
You know, so that sucks. But the Illuminati and the One World Order, my dad... When he wrote me about the Fibonacci sequence and stuff, and we had that big old argument, the gist of the argument was my dad was talking about it like the Fibonacci sequence was this fucking mysterious key to the universe. Like it's this sequence that appears everywhere in nature. It's like the formula for nature or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mysticism bullshit. And so I linked him to a webpage debunking all of that and talking about how it's really like it's a neat mathematical thing, but it's not what everybody's making it out to be. And he got pissed. He did not like that at all. He also sent me way before that, he sent me a link to this movie called Zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I don't think it was, there are a few of them, and I don't think it was the first one, but it was all about like weird, sketchy information about economics. And then at the end of the video, there's like these interview segments with this old guy who wants to have the world turn over to a resource-based economy, basically where like everything's automated and nobody needs money, kind of like Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything's just free because everything, there's no scarcity,
mm-hmm.
which sounds awesome, but is completely
impossible.
Not necessarily impossible, just not feasible, and it would take a really long time to put that into place.
Yeah.
Like there's no way we would get there anytime soon. And so that video is a little crazy too.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first one. Then this Fibonacci sequence stuff, which wouldn't have been that crazy if he didn't blow up when I contradicted him.
Yeah.
Now he's talking about the Illuminati and the One World Order.
Jesus Christ.
So I don't know if he's going crazier or if I just didn't know how crazy he was. I knew he was a little crazy. I knew he had some kind of crazy religious ideas. And like, I think all religious people are a little bit crazy, but my dad has always been like secret religious, which somehow seems crazier. Like he never talks about it, but he has a copy of the Bible that's called The Book, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, it's like, I read parts of it. It's like the Bible written in more plain language, but I think that might also be like what the Book of Mormon is called sometimes.
That's what I thought I was going to say.
So maybe it was the Book of Mormon I was reading.
For fuck's sake.
I don't know.
Is this like a midlife crisis?
If my dad's a Mormon, he's kept it a great secret. Like, I don't fucking know. So yeah, he's got like these weird, and like my sister started looking up Wicca stuff,
mm-hmm.
like magic spells and shit on the internet. And my dad legitimately was fearful for her soul, but not in like a fundamentalist way. Just in more of an, I don't know, a nutty way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. If he's always been crazy and it just, I didn't know about it. But so I wrote him back and I said, mostly like I responded everything he said. I told him what was up with me right now. And the only thing I said about the Illuminati and One World Order was, I'm not sure that we should get into a discussion of the Illuminati and the One World Order. And then he gets back to me again, and he responds a little bit to the stuff that I said about what I'm doing. Then he links me to several YouTube videos and a Wikipedia article, and he says, think and believe what you will, but a lot of this stuff makes sense, and that the multinational corporations are trying to destroy the United States as we have known it to be, to lead this country and world into a one-world government controlled by a few powerful corporations and enslaving the population. Man, what do I do with this?
I don't know. It's like...
He clearly wants to talk about it, but I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Like, last time, I just pissed him off.
There's nothing you could fucking say that would change his mind.
Can you imagine being him, bringing this up, and thinking that I wouldn't be like, are you fucking nuts?
Yeah. Like, goddamn.
I can't imagine what was going through his head.
There's a guy I work with, and his dad comes in to where I work all the time, and he bumps into me, and... We kicked off a conversation that went in this direction, and I'm a nice guy, and I was like, tell me more, you know? And I gave him my email address, like, just to humor myself. And I looked into some of this stuff, And I've seen it on the internet. I've kind of tapped into it and, you know, come across it. But the links he was sending me, it's scary how, oh, it's so ridiculous. But I can, at the same time, I can understand how it hooks people like,
well, it gives them an enemy.
Age. Yes. And yeah. It's definitely like,
people love having an enemy.
Oh, it's almost, the propaganda posters that are made in Photoshop and shit.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. But to, like, I can see my dad getting into this,
mm-hmm.
and your dad is taking a look at it. It just makes you feel, it's almost punk rock to, like, you know, you're against the establishment. And there's,
yeah,
they cite all kinds of shit and say, doesn't it add up? And it, and
yeah,
you're like, whoa,
I need to watch these videos, but I really don't want to.
Yeah, don't.
But I need to, so yeah. I know what it is that he's been watching,
yeah.
and what it is that he's thinking, because he doesn't really explain it that well. And every time he says Illuminati and One World Order, he puts it in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible, like some of the stuff that people talk about when they talk about these conspiracies, these government conspiracies, are true.
Mm-hmm.
Like they grab true things and like tie them together, and then they make a little bit of shit up. And they make up this whole backstory for why this shit's happening and what the motivation is and everything. And they exaggerate and they misinterpret. So maybe, like, you know, corporations do shitty things. The people on Wall Street do shitty things.
Mm-hmm,
like people do shitty things. So maybe it's just like all these rich people are doing shitty things, to at which point I could kind of agree with that. But you don't call that the One World Order.
Yeah.
You know, you don't. It seems like he's talking about a serious conspiracy,
yes,
among a whole bunch of elite, super rich elite people,
mm-hmm.
who really want to enslave the, yes. world, like a fucking supervillain.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the super evil.
Yeah, like they're just
nobody
evil.
Knows about. Yeah, they're just fucking evil.
Like I can understand. I can understand a lot of stuff, like shitty stuff. Like I can understand why a person could rationalize in their head using child labor. You know, I can kind of understand that. If it's a third world country or whatever, if my company doesn't put a factory there, mm-hmm. and employ all these people for shit wages, then they just aren't employed at all. And they're only worse off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, you know, it's all relative. I can see that kind of thing, but that's not evil. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. that's not pure. That's not like I want to put a factory
it's
in this country,
horrible.
But it's not but. Like I want to put a factory in this country where kids have to work 14 hours a day for like a nickel an hour because I hate people. I hate children and fuck them. I want their lives to be miserable. That's not why people do that stuff. Yeah. But this One World Order thing makes it sound like when they talk about these conspiracies and stuff, it makes it sound like that's what they think is going on.
Yeah.
Evil people doing evil things for the sake of evil. And on top of that, there are a lot of things that get tied in with this conspiracy theory stuff that's just total bullshit. Like, it's not even like economics and shitty.
I was going to say, yeah.
Like chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
The government is like flying planes through. First of all, they're fucking contrails. Anytime you see a picture of chemtrails, mm-hmm. they're contrails. Like every time you see a plane fly through the sky and there's like a trail behind it,
mm-hmm.
that's the government dumping chemicals on us.
Yes.
For fucking what? For yeah. what? Like they wouldn't test chemical weapons on us that way because we would fucking die. What do you think they're testing on us? If it was hallucinogenics, then we would know. Like, what do you think that they're dumping on us, and for what?
What else? Vaccines are poisonous, cause cancer.
Yep. Vaccines
control our minds.
Fluoride in the water,
yes.
is for mind control. That one's probably passé now, though. They probably don't do that one anymore.
That was clearly debunked.
9/11 conspiracies.
Yeah.
I think it's HARP. I might be thinking of the wrong thing, but there's some like facility somewhere, maybe in Alaska. I can't remember exactly, but the conspiracy theory nuts think it's a weather control station.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
They think the government controls the weather.
Jesus.
And I don't know how much of this crazy shit my dad is buying into, but I definitely get the sense that he's leaning more toward the crazy end of it than not.
I almost want to... say, you know, fuck it and go at your dad with this, because I, you're gonna lose him. You know, he's tapping into some crazy shit, and you, if at least make an effort to, you know, tell him what you think and how you feel about it.
So you,
at the very least,
okay.
I think you should go at it with him.
I haven't responded to this latest reply to that series of emails, and then like a couple days later he sent me another email all by itself titled New World Order, It's Not Funny.
Yeah,
and it's a George Carlin bit, a little bit of comedy with mm-hmm. the truth. Mm-hmm. And it's George Carlin talking about how that's, you know, politicians and rich bankers and stuff don't give a shit about you, which is probably true.
Yeah,
or largely true, but that doesn't mean anything about the New
That's
World
sad
Order.
That they would tie him into that, yeah. Well, I know George Carlin. He's a good guy. All but right, so I'll check this out.
My dad really wants to talk about this, mm-hmm. but I can only see it getting ugly. But you think I should...
Absolutely.
I should engage him yeah. in this anyway?
It. Holy shit, yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I will then. I'll have to watch these videos and find out exactly what it is I need to debunk.
Yeah.
And then I guess I'll get back to him. But this... It's so... It's so fucking sad to me.
It is.
Because when I was a kid, I always thought my dad was so smart. And he's not dumb, but he's not nearly as smart as I thought he was when yeah. I was a kid. You know, it's like shattering your illusions.
Yes. You get to that point where you exceed their thinking capacity.
It's a shitty thing to say, but that's what it feels like. Yeah. I feel like there's an intellectual race going on, yeah. and I was way behind.
Oh, yeah.
And like he stopped to take a breath and never started up the race again, and mm-hmm. I passed him.
Yeah, what happened?
But I don't know. Like, it's whatever. So that's what's going on with me this week. I made a bunch of people cry, and mm-hmm. I'm about to make my dad fume. I'm about to make steam come out of his ears.
Oh, no.
So what's going on in the wonderful world of Orion?
Oh, it's been a slow week, but I was dealing with baby all day, every day.
Oh, wait, hold on a second.
Oh, no.
Hey, everybody, it's time for baby talk.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, let's kick it off. Some of his... toys that we've gotten him or that have been gifted to him, he doesn't care for at all.
Not.
And, you know, whatever. But I look at these toys and they serve no fucking purpose at all. Not even for fun, in a way. They're just pretty to look at.
And he, not even for fun.
Yeah, not... For example, he's got this elephant by Fisher-Price.
Okay.
And it comes with a little peanut guy with a smile on his face. It's just like a peanut. It's not a ball, but it's in the shape of like a peanut. No arms, no legs.
Is it a peanut?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this elephant has like a hole in it, and like a big hole, like a big wheel, like a hamster wheel in the middle of it, right?
Okay.
And you just put the peanut in there and push it around, and it just kind of topples over like it's in a dryer. That's it. He doesn't...
That's an awesome toy.
What the fuck? And granted, I'm looking back at some of the shit I played with, and I wrote down Popples. I love Popples.
Really?
Do you know what those are? Yeah.
They were the like little stuffed animals that had like a pouch that you could tuck them into, right?
Yeah.
So they'd like roll up into a ball.
Into a ball.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, that's fucking fantastic. My stuffed animal becomes a ball.
I don't think I ever had Popples, but I think my cousins did.
Retarded. But that... I don't know why I was into him. Anyway, so I can't really talk too much shit about his toys, but...
That elephant, though, is fantastic. So it's like a plastic elephant.
Yeah.
And you put a peanut in it, and it's like the peanut's in the dryer, mm-hmm. and you get to yes. watch it spin around and yep. around. Is it motorized, or you have to push it?
You have to push it around, yeah.
Is it easy enough for the baby? Is it, like, loose, and the baby can push
it? Yeah, it's easy enough.
But he doesn't like that one?
No. He never cared for it. Even I thought maybe... If he was younger, he'd be like, ooh, it makes sounds. It's moving. No.
I love that idea for a toy because I like to imagine the person who thought it up. And I especially like to imagine because like this isn't like a one dude whittling elephants in his garage. Yeah. You know, this is a toy company. So at some point there was
fucking price. Yeah.
At some point there was a meeting, like a presentation was given on this elephant. Somebody had like slides or like a PowerPoint presentation.
PowerPoint, yeah.
With like diagrams of how the elephant would work.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Like, what do you say at that presentation? So it's like, I guess it teaches kids about digestion or like peanuts. I don't know.
And I have no idea.
And they'll like it because kids like, you know, things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. He's got this other toy, though. It's educational in a way, but it's a fucking... It's this toy is an asshole. It's this ball with all these shapes, and all the shapes are buttons.
Okay.
And it has buttons that are in the shapes of not only triangles, squares, circles, but also animals.
Okay. They're
like pictures of animals, and you can push those buttons. But as soon as you start this thing up, it's constantly asking you, where's the square?
Okay.
And you push another button, and it's like, hoo, 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 and it moves around. It has like a weight in it.
Okay.
It moves around. But it's constantly asking you where something is. You can't just fucking play with it. And it makes me feel bad. Like, I played with this thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care for it. So I'm looking at it, and I'm hitting the button, and it's like, where's the square? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, if I don't hit square, is there like a computer chip in here that kind of compensates for my, you know, lack of intelligence? You hit circle, but that's okay. Woohoo! we're gonna note that and stop asking you questions.
Where's the blue one?
So like if you keep hitting the wrong button, eventually it'll stop asking?
Maybe. But no, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's an educational toy.
It just doesn't stop asking, where's this? Where's the cat? Where's the elephant?
It sounds to me like he's not really old enough for that toy.
Probably not. Yeah.
Because he doesn't understand.
He doesn't know.
His ball's asking him questions, and he doesn't understand a fucking word.
Yeah, it's just annoying. And there's this helicopter he has that just keeps going even if you don't play with it. Like, you hit buttons and it'll, like, there's a button of a kite on it, and it'll sing a song about a kite. But if you don't play with it, it just does its own thing. And eventually, and it gives you like no time at all. It gives you maybe 15 seconds if you don't play with it. It's like, bye bye. like fuck you.
So it turns itself off.
Yeah. He's the kid's trying to look around and do something with it, and it's like, see you later, retard. You obviously don't want to play with me anymore.
Little kid toys are fucking insane. It'll be some weird, it's a helicopter with a button on it that's a kite?
A bunch of buttons, yeah. That
are they just various flying things?
Yeah, bird, kite, and balloon.
What a crazy thing. I get that there's a flying theme, but let's make a toy of a helicopter. Well, it's got to be more than that. All these toys these days have to be electronic and have buttons all over them. Okay, well, what kind of button should we put on it? Well, we could put buttons on it, like we could put one on the rotor, and when you hit it, it's like, this is the rotor, and this is how the helicopter flies. And, you know, babies don't care about that shit. How about we put a platypus button on the fucking helicopter?
Yeah.
This is a platypus. And then we'll put a triangle on it.
And the fucking thing goes... Like, it makes a sound like it's flying, but it's clearly an airplane. It's like, yeah. No, like, you know, like a helicopter. It's just ridiculous.
I think these people making baby toys don't give a fuck.
I was trying
to imagine the elephant meeting that had to go down.
God.
But it probably wasn't like, and this will be really good for kids because it'll teach them about blah, blah, blah. It was probably like, I don't know, fucking peanut, elephant.
Let's go to lunch.
These dickheads will buy anything for their kids.
Exactly. That's got to be it. What else? But yeah, what he does play with, and maybe it's just his age. He plays with his diaper wipe box.
Yep.
And you hit the button, and the top lid opens, and then he shuts it, and he hits the button, and it opens.
That doesn't surprise me much.
At first, I'm like, oh no, he's playing with a diaper wipe box. Oh no. But no, it dawned on me. He's like, cause and effect. I hit button, it opens up. I'm interested in this, not this fucking elephant that does nothing.
When I was a really young kid, my favorite toys, I guess, in the world were like boxes.
Yeah.
Like not a diaper wipe box, but like big cardboard boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the coolest fucking toy in the world. You could go inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit in it and pretend it was a car. Like, it was so versatile.
Oh, yeah. With your imagination, yeah.
Something about a box is just so amazing for a kid. And, like, one of my favorite things to do was, like, to build blanket forts and stuff when I was a little bit older. That kind of, like, it's like an imagination thing, yeah. And, like, a little, like, a baby with an elephant toy with a peanut in it. It's like, yeah. I don't know what this is. And it doesn't, I mean, maybe I'll spin it a little bit, but then the action of opening that lid and closing it is probably, it's just more entertaining.
Yeah, I've noticed.
It's a more direct, like, I push this button, it's like more of a cause and effect kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, every time I hit this thing, the thing opens. Am I doing that?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I'm doing that.
Mind blown. Yeah. But I've noticed, yeah, the toys these days, they lack the detail that older toys did. Like, if I can find a toy that I had, like, on eBay, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, shit, somebody has that, and I can buy it, and I'm looking at it, and the detail that went into it, even if it was one of those fucking things where there were three buttons, and each time you hit one, like, the thing would pop up or open.
Or, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Yeah. And you look at the ones today, and they're so simplified. Like, even the people have, like, big dome heads and like dots for eyes, and that's in like a hat that you can't even tell is a fucking hat. You can't even tell they're people anymore.
They're very symbolic now. Yeah.
It's depressing.
That toy that you were just talking about, though, if it's the thing that I remember, I don't remember exactly how it worked.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was more to it than just hitting the button. Like, there were like three little boxes.
Yeah.
And there'd be like a kind of like a jack in the box, and there'd be like a thing in it. And there was a button in front of each box. Was it really as simple as just if I hit the button in front of this box, the box opens? Or was there more to it than that?
I think you hit a button, one, you know, the one that corresponds to that button opens. There's one where you twist the knob or something. It wasn't just hit the button.
Okay, so like each one had a different kind of trigger?
Yeah.
Okay.
More than
Whatever. What I was going to say about it is that is more interactive in a way.
Yeah.
Like, all these toys now have buttons on them that are like these big bubbly plastic buttons that are shaped like birds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit them and they say things.
Yeah.
And that's neat. And it's especially neat if you understand, which babies don't, the technology that has to go into that is so much more sophisticated than that old toy where you turn a knob and the thing opens.
Yeah.
But for a baby, for a little kid, the toy where you push the button or turn the knob or whatever and the thing opens is so much more tactile.
Yeah.
It's obviously more interesting.
Yeah. It doesn't have to make sounds or play music, yeah.
And you could do both. You could make that toy, but make it so when the thing pops open, the little guy pops out, and then a voice plays.
Yeah.
Like, you could do both. But instead, they make these fucking, like, it's a fish, and it has a starfish button, and a seahorse button, and a seashell button.
And each button is like a certain song.
Yeah, it plays a sound.
Starfish.
And a light lights up.
Yep.
That's not. It's not as much
fucking
fun.
Boring.
It doesn't do anything.
God damn. And I can think back to like when I was real little and I'd look at toys, I could easily tell right away whether it was fun or not, just dicking around with it. This is trying to teach me something. I'm just going to throw that back in the box.
Right.
God.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. What else? I don't know why I wrote this down. On the Twitter, I noticed that you and Sean Ryan had a back and forth about people calling him Ryan all the time. And you saying that he should have a clunkier last name like yours.
Yeah.
Which no one can really pronounce.
Sure.
And I thought about, if you were in the military, how funny would that be? Because they always call you by your last name.
Uh-huh.
They'd be like, you know, with me, Brower, get over here. And you, Alder Munch, get over here.
Alder Munch.
Yes, sir. Aldrich. Yes, it is.
It's not like people can't say it. It doesn't roll off the tongue at all. Aldrich. It's a clunky last name.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
And nobody has ever, like, you know, when you were a kid, your brother got this way more than you, I'm sure. But I'm sure at some point somebody was like, Brower.
Yeah.
You know, people did that when we were kids. Like, there's a certain point where you reach a certain age and people think it's cool.
Yes.
To call each other by their last names.
I wonder if that's still cool. It's
But nobody ever did that with me. Ever.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Aldrich.
Aldrich.
Hey, Aldrich. It just doesn't work.
But that was it. That was all I had on that. Oh, God. So much bullshit.
We can take a break if you want.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Jesus
Let's
Christ.
Take a break. Break.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
And we're back from a good old-fashioned break.
Old-fashioned.
It was an old-fashioned break because while we were on break, we were eating those little caramel squares that come individually wrapped.
Were those original?
And we were talking about soda shops. I have a segment I'd like to try out.
All right.
And this week, it probably won't go that well for reasons I'll explain in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But people seem to like it when we do segments, and we don't do segments very often.
Yeah, they're fun.
So, excuse me. The segment idea is called Give Him a Voice.
Yeah.
Give Him a Voice. And if I hadn't taken a nap today, especially if I hadn't taken a nap today for longer than I intended, I would have made a little intro tune for it.
Oh, man.
But I didn't. So, give him a voice. Give him a voice. Give that nigga a voice. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's the new intro tune for Give Him a Voice. Now, this is inspired by taking part in that little radio drama.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting kind of voice acty in my head. I didn't do any voice acting, really. I did the announcer part for John Paul's radio drama. I guess he wants to start doing more of them. Like he has this thing, like this bit on their show, Nightmare Boat.
Yeah.
Which is this promo he made for like his radio class or whatever, like kind of like a movie promo.
Mm-hmm.
For an imaginary movie called Nightmare Boat that's about people, they're on this boat, and when they're on the boat, they have nightmares.
Yeah.
But they're not even like really, they're not like Freddy Krueger style nightmares where the nightmares are trying to kill them. They're just like kind of bad dreams. I can't really think of a good example right now. And they've been doing hashtag Nightmare Boat on Twitter where they'll like describe a kind of bad dream like that.
Yeah.
Hashtag Nightmare Boat. And I guess he wants to do, he registered nightmareboat.com and now he wants to do audio dramas, like little short stories there. And I'm not saying like I'm going to be a part of that or anything. We haven't talked about that at all. I would not assume that he would even want me to be a part of that. But all this talk about radio dramas has gotten me thinking about voice acting.
Yeah.
Which is something I've always been kind of into or are interested in. Not into. I've never really done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been interested in it. And I've always kind of wanted to learn to do more voices and stuff.
Yeah.
And so the idea behind this segment is somebody gives me an idea for a character. You can give it a name if you want. Give me some kind of description of character traits, both physical and non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to put a voice to it.
All right.
That's the idea.
All right.
Now, the reason I don't think this is going to go that well this week is because this is the first you're hearing about it. And I'm putting you on the spot. And you're the one that I'm asking to give me a character.
Yeah.
But the idea for the future, at least, would be that other people could submit these.
Okay.
And then I would try to do them.
Oh, God. That's great.
All so, right. Is anything springing to mind?
All right, there's a guy named Ferb McDuff.
Ferb McDuff.
And he's got thick rim glasses, a comb over, and like an off-white office suit shirt, like a dress shirt,
okay.
with an awful tie and brown slacks. And he's just very sad and he's suicidal in a way. Yeah.
Ferb McDuff.
Yeah.
Is he... He's not Scottish, is he?
No.
Okay, good, because I can't do a Scottish accent. That would take some research. So he's sad and dumpy.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a wiener. Yeah.
Kind of a wiener.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's he from? Is he from?
Jersey.
He's from Jersey.
Hey.
So, okay. Wow. So he's like a dweeb version of when I go, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That. Oh, boy.
Holy shit.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard that. A dweeb version of that guy.
They don't exist.
Hey, how the fuck you doing? But like a dweeb.
Yeah.
Hey, how the fuck you doing? That's like, this to me sounds like kind of a wienery little mob guy, like an underling.
Yeah, they're in every fucking mob movie. Yeah.
From Jersey, not everybody from Jersey sounds like that. Ferb McDuff. Okay. He's sad. Well, What should Ferb McDuff say?
Let's see. Man, these French fries are really cooking. They smell like potatoes are dying.
Okay. Man, these French fries are really cooking. They smell like potatoes are dying.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
How's that?
That's good. That's good.
Okay. Anything else you'd like me to say as Ferb McDuff?
No. That was a bad one, man.
Okay.
Too hard.
It wasn't so bad. It wasn't as bad as my life as Ferb McDuff. I'm Ferb. I feel like I should say more things as Ferb if, you know, this is a segment and
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Orion.
Yeah.
I bought a carton of cigarettes today.
Yeah.
For my grandmother. She's been dead for a good 25 years, and I put them on her grave to remind her of the mistakes she made in this life. Yeah, that's not a very good voice, but I tried, and
hard.
You get
that
the idea.
Hard, yeah.
It wasn't too hard, necessarily. But if you get crazy with accents, I'm going to have to do research, and I make no guarantees.
Oh,
in fact, I make
that.
No guarantees at all. I never said I was a good voice actor, but I think this could be fun.
Yeah.
So send your ideas in.
I think what would make it a little more interesting is whatever character you get, you have to pretend they have a podcast, and you're introducing.
Okay.
There we go.
Hey, everybody. welcome back to another episode of Ferb's Follies. Everyone's favorite comedy podcast. So I heard a joke the other day. A priest, a rabbi, and somebody else walk into a bar, and I think they drank, and then they paid their tab, and then they went back to oppressing people. Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah.
He does all of his own sound effects with his mouth. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll check you next week.
Instead of like a break promo, he goes on break and he just
stay tuned to listening to live action me getting some eggs out of the fridge, eating them whole.
All right, guys. I'm going to take a break now because I've been getting way too worked up. So I'll be right back. And then he turns on a radio that's behind him. Like he pushes play on a cassette, like a Kenny Loggins cassette.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then you just hear him rummaging through the fridge. You hear silverware clanking on a plate.
God.
And
these probably exist as podcasts. God.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
KJ Sisko's Operation Adult.
Yes, yes.
That was basically my KJ Sisko voice.
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, guys. welcome to another exciting episode of Operation Adult. Now, I will call someone on my phone, and you can listen to my side of the conversation where I complain about financial aid or whatever the fuck it is he does on that show. I don't remember. Fuck. He's still doing it. I checked it out
the
other
day. Are you serious?
Yeah.
God. I
check it out every so often because I'm hoping something crazy happens and like it'll be something worth talking about on the show.
Yeah.
But it's the same. Like the last time we talked about it, which was forever ago, he's doing the exact same shit.
It's been like a year.
He says, welcome to another episode of, I just had a terrible thought. Welcome to another episode of Operation Adult. And then he picks up his phone, calls somebody, and you can hear his side of the conversation where he complains about something at school or like he leaves a voicemail for his mom or something.
Oh, God.
I don't know why he does it or who he thinks is listening.
Man. And he was doing so good with his regular just shooting the shit, you know, talking about
his regular show was garbage, but like it was a show.
Yeah,
this new thing, I don't know what it's supposed to be. I don't know what the point of it is.
Oh, I wish he had a voicemail line.
Yeah,
God, I would call in all the time.
Hey, Kevin, excellent episode last week when you called the grocery store to complain because you bought bananas that were not as ripe as you thought.
Yep, Jesus,
because you're blind. Okay, so that's my new segment. Give him a voice. Give him a voice. Give him a voice. Give that nigga a voice. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So would you like to do the listener things?
Let's do it.
Okay. Where would you like to start, Orion? Oh, actually, this is something they mentioned on Whiskey Thursday.
Yeah.
They said, why do I even ask you? Because you always say to start with the Facebook.
Always. I was going to.
But last week, we started with the Twitter.
That's true.
They just didn't know it because that happened during the crash or whatever, the part where we lost part of the episode.
Yeah. Of course.
So it's not always the Facebook.
Yeah.
But where would you like to start today,
Orion? Facebook.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We'll start with the Facebook
God damn
then.
It.
Okay. I said it's podcast night, El Cuesto slash Suggestoritos.
Mm.
I don't actually speak Spanish. That's why I tripped over that. Daryl Ross says, what do you do when you are caged in a room with four men for 4 weeks with no food or water and you are a male yourself?
Four weeks, I'd get pretty thirsty.
Pee in each other's mouths.
And I'd get a little, I don't know, I'd get pretty lonely.
Fuck each other.
Yeah. Hungry.
Kill the weakest among you. and divide up the body parts.
Yes, that's what I would do, yeah. In that order, yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yep, obviously.
What do you do?
God damn.
I imagine at first you try to come up with things to do to pass the time. Like,
yeah. No way.
Let's tell stories. Let's play rock, paper, scissors. I don't know. Do you have anything in there with you? Are you naked men?
That's
because you've been deprived of all of your possessions.
Yeah.
And then, like, if it's 4 weeks, that is a long time. Eventually, you are going to need to drink.
Yeah.
So you probably would end up recycling your pee.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 weeks seems like a short amount of time to start killing people to eat them.
Yeah.
Especially if you knew ahead of time that the deadline was 4 weeks. Like,
yeah.
4 weeks and then I'm out?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine? Like, it's like week three. It's like halfway through week four.
Yeah.
And you're just so fucking hungry. You're like, I know I've only got like 3 days left. But fuck it. And you murder one of the other guys to eat him.
Fuck you, Carl.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess that's it. Pee in each other's mouths.
Yeah. I was reading that and I'm like, man, do we ever attract the strange?
Yeah.
Love your show, guys. I'm going to go, I don't know, do something fucked up.
I would probably sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Like, fuck those other guys. I'm going to sleep.
Nap, yeah.
Yeah. It sounds boring as hell.
Catch up. Yeah, that'd be nice. 4 weeks catching up on sleep. Sure, he'd be a little hungry, but oh, yeah.
It would be a pain in the ass to eat. Like, he didn't specify what other things are in the room with you.
Yeah.
If you have nothing but, like, the clothes on your back, like, nothing in your pockets or anything, mm-hmm. It would be a pain in the ass to eat another dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because how, like, you could kill another dude. That wouldn't be too hard. I mean, it would. You probably have to struggle with the guy for a while, but you could kill another dude. But then when it comes time to eat him, what? Like, you got to bite through human skin, I guess. And, like, I guess once you've, like, established a little bite hole, then you just kind of tunnel around through there.
Oh, God.
So you're, like, hollowing out a leg. Squeezing your fingers in there and trying to rip more muscle out.
That would take some balls. I might start with... I'd puss out and be like, I'm just going to eat some of his hair off of his head, rip it out.
I'm going to eat his hair. You wouldn't have to kill him to do that.
That's true.
Guys, we're going to be in here for a while. We're going to need to support each other. We don't have anything to cut our hair off with, so we're going to have to rip it out and feed it to each other.
Oh, God.
This is going to hurt, but it's like a Band-Aid. Just do it as quick as possible. It'll be all right. Everybody's just got bald patches. They're bleeding from the scalp and munching on hair. It's not so bad after the second week. You get used to it. Could you imagine this with a little salt and pepper?
Somebody has like better tasting hair, so everybody's fighting for it. Come on. Dish it out. No, guys, you've had almost all of it. No.
Oh, man.
It's mine.
Somebody has long hair,
mm-hmm.
and so, like, everybody wants to dine on their hair. They're like, there's no point in the rest of us ripping our hair out when you've got a fucking buffet on the top of your head.
Oh, and then you're shitting out long hair strands of log.
Yeah, like a cat that swallowed a ribbon. Oh, like, when my cats would swallow ribbons, they'd shit out these little nuggets, but between the nuggets were ribbon. Oh, yeah. Like, so it was like, it was a string of beads.
God damn,
you'd be shitting out like huge beads on hair strings. Oof. Okay. Next thing.
Yeah. Next thing.
Jeff Mazarek, the wizard, says, what will Aldi get for Mother's Day? Should one even celebrate Mother's Day, or for that matter, Father's Day? Aldi is Orion's baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
What's your baby mama going to get for Mother's Day?
We don't celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day. And
well, I mean, you just started.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're not going to buy each other anything. So
this is something you've talked about? Is this a rule?
It's kind of a dumb rule. It's not like we shall never or not buy each other anything because we don't believe in it. No, we just don't care for it.
I could be wrong, but I don't think it's supposed to work that way anyway. Yeah. Like, isn't Mother's Day and Father's Day, that's for the kids to get stuff for their parents, or at least like acknowledge their parents, like take their mom and dad out to the movies or something.
Yeah, that's the fun part.
I don't think it's like, I'm not hugely offended by it or anything, but I do think the idea of Mother's Day and Father's Day is kind of silly.
Yeah.
Just because you make a person, like you force another individual into existence,
mm-hmm.
and then you say, celebrate me mm-hmm. on this day.
Yes.
That's weird.
A little weird.
But that's not how people look at it. Yeah. People look at it like, you know, you gave so much for me. You gave me life. Like, it's a fucking gift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really have a problem with it either way.
Yeah. It's mostly, most people do the boring thing and just call up their moms and acknowledge how much they love them and whatnot.
I never remember when these days are.
Yeah.
I always get Labor Day and Memorial Day confused.
Oh, yeah. Cinco de Mayo.
They're the same fucking thing. Cinco de Mayo is easy to remember.
Yeah, but
it's in the name.
I must be getting old because it keeps showing up in what feels like every 6 months. It's like, it's been a year already? Fuck! Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I could see that.
Hey, Cinco de Mayo's coming up. Really? Oh my God. It's already... Oh, Jesus. Yeah. It's depressing.
Oh, is it Cinco de Mayo right now?
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh my God.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
I've never actually looked up what that means.
That means the 5th of May.
Well, yeah, but why?
But you mean, like, what is the...
Why do we celebrate? Why
is it
do they celebrate?
Somebody's Independence Day?
Is it?
Mexico's Independence Day or something?
What a shitty...
I really feel super ignorant right now. It's a holiday I've never given a fuck about.
Wouldn't it be funny? Their Independence Day from what? Oh, and
I'm going to look it up.
They're not very well off. Let's celebrate. We are the world's dumpster.
It's a celebration held on May 5th. It is celebrated nationwide in the United States and regionally in Mexico, primarily in the state of Puebla, where the holiday is called El Día de la Batalla de Puebla. Yeah, Day of the Battle of Puebla. The date is observed in the United States as a celebration of Mexican heritage and pride, and to commemorate the cause of freedom and democracy during the first years of the American Civil War. In the state of Puebla, the date is observed to commemorate the Mexican army's unlikely victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla. So we celebrate it for different reasons, I guess.
Unlikely victory. Okay.
Contrary to widespread popular belief, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day.
Yeah.
So I'm not crazy for thinking that. I was just wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a holiday. Like, it's kind of a vague thing. Like, it's Mexican heritage and pride, and it's something to do with the American Civil War.
Beer.
I don't know. Cinco de Mayo.
Beer drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. And that's it for the Facebook.
That's it. All right.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot this week. Onto the Twitter.
Yeah.
One thing from Bames John. Bames John says, were you guys ever into the Beastie Boys? I only ask because now one of them is dead.
Yeah.
MCA is dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
I didn't find that out. I guess he died today, but I didn't find that out until kind of late, I feel like. I feel like everybody knew before I did.
Yeah, Aldi told me. She wakes up early and checks her CNN.com and the local news and all that shit, so I hear about everything first. But, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to talk about it.
Were you ever into the Beastie Boys? That was the question.
Not really. Just the one album. What was the album you bought when we lived
together? Ill Communication.
Yes.
I loved that album. That is a fantastic album.
The best album. Yes.
But outside of that, like, I never thought they were bad. I just didn't really care that much.
Yeah.
That album is amazing. But other than that, I feel this way about most things.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Facebook this afternoon and Twitter were covered in, you know, tributes and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I guess is fine, but it starts to, like, I get this feeling, I guess, almost like an itch.
Yeah.
Like I got to do something. And I posted to my Facebook, I said, let's see.
It made my day.
I said, I'm so sad about Ad Rock right now, you guys. He was totally my favorite Backstreet Boy. Because it's so weird to me when people get all upset about a celebrity dying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. You didn't know him.
Yeah.
I guess he'll never make music again. So I guess that's sad. But like, even like I talked about when Michael Jackson died, it was weird to me because he'd just always been around.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sad. I wasn't like, oh my God, the king of pop is dead. What are we going to do? Yeah. Like, I imagine if I was alive when John Lennon died, I would have been like, eh,
yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah. There's nothing. You didn't know the guy. Yeah.
I'm
sure he was a good guy.
They hadn't done anything recently I gave a shit about.
Yeah.
They did that.
That's for sure. Shit.
The most recent thing I can think of that I even remember that they did was they did like a sequel to You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party or whatever.
Really?
They did a sequel to one of their songs and like they did a video, like a sequel video or something.
Yeah.
I don't even remember it. I'm not even sure if I saw it.
Oh, man. I'm glad they kind of stopped because I hate when bands just go their whole lives doing the same shit. At least branch off and do something different.
Well, they did.
They did?
That's why I didn't like them as much anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because like Ill Communication was awesome because it was almost jazzy in a weird way. Like they played all the instruments and stuff, and there was flute in it and stuff. It had a very cool sound, and there was guitars and like Sabotage is an awesome song. But later songs got more and more like intergalactic.
Yeah. Electronic.
Yeah. They're still good. They just didn't have that same thing that attracted me to the stuff on Ill Communication.
Yeah.
And that's
really, it for the Twitter.
That's it for the Twitter. All that's right. It for the Facebook. And I don't think we got any voicemails either. Nope, no voicemails.
No voicemails.
Oh, there was one more thing on the Facebook. Last week, Miss Nick commented on the thread for last week, but it was after we did the show. And she said, catching up on my Idge hat only at episode 160. Pretty lame question, but what's the most adventurous / unusual thing you've ever eaten? Mine would be sea urchin. It was unlike anything, so it's hard to describe, but I wouldn't say it was unpleasant.
I cannot imagine eating that. Jesus. God damn, I swear we've talked about this. What was the weirdest thing? I know yours is probably crazier than mine because, shit, you went to Japan and probably ate
and
some
everything
crazy
they
shit.
Eat is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, for me,
I don't know.
I went to like a kind of a fine dining restaurant with a dude that I met in Japan, like a Japanese dude that I met on the internet and then met up with in Japan. And he insisted on taking me and my girlfriend to this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say, you know, no, you don't have to do that. And I might have even started to. But like the Japanese are so polite that I don't even think I could have turned it down without seeming like a dick.
Yeah.
But so he took us to this place. And I remember I was trying to eat with chopsticks. And he was like, I think I was embarrassing him or something because he ended up calling somebody over to get me a fork.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem like he wasn't being rude, but it didn't seem like he was just being nice.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was like, oh, come on, fuck you.
Yeah.
Why are you even trying? Jeez. Bring this guy a fork. Bring this fucking asshole a fork. But anyway, I had something there that I was told was jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
It was really strange. It was thin. It was like this thinly sliced kind of translucent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of crunchy almost.
Oh, wow.
Like not crunchy, but like lettuce.
Yeah, yeah.
Like lettuce isn't really crunchy exactly, but you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of like lettuce. Man. And it was sort of wet.
Oh, God.
And I was told that was jellyfish. That's not what I would have guessed jellyfish would have been like. So maybe he was lying to me because he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But I was told that was jellyfish. So that might be the weirdest thing. I also went to a sushi place while I was in Japan and I had octopus.
Oh, wow.
and a few other things and that I don't remember. One of them could have been sea urchin, but I think I would have remembered that.
Yeah.
So I've had octopus and I've had jellyfish.
Wow.
And I guess one of those, probably jellyfish, would be the weirder one.
Yeah. Yeah, octopus, I can only imagine being really chewy to no end. This is good. Still chewing.
Yeah, neither one of them was gross, but it wasn't, neither one of them was like good either. Like they were both kind of bland. The octopus was really chewy and the jellyfish was kind of crunchy like lettuce, but neither one was particularly flavorful. Yeah.
Well, that does remind me, we had calamari
in New York. You and I went to New York and we ordered in to the hotel room calamari.
And
which was also super chewy.
I dove into that. I was so hungry.
Yeah.
I'm like, like onion rings, just feed my face.
They were kind of disappointing because they looked kind of like little onion rings.
Yeah.
But they were not fried. Like little onion rings.
Yeah. And then it hit me as I was getting full. I was like, wow. Yeah. No, not good. But hey, we tried it, right?
I didn't think those were bad. They were just bland. It was like eating an onion ring without onions inside. And instead it was like something that with the consistency of rubber and not much of a flavor at all.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I'm sure I've eaten. I mean, I guess maybe it's more unusual to put like chocolate sauce on a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
God. Or peanut butter on a pizza. I did those as a kid. Like it's more unusual, I guess. Yeah. I don't know if it's adventurous. I think you have to be pretty boring to think that's like an adventure. But I also don't think eating an octopus is adventurous either. So
I did want to say, I didn't know. Part of me thought Miss Nick had been murdered by her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like she just dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, I wondered where she went.
And I was...
I'm glad to see she's still alive.
I was going to... What the fuck was I going to do? I was going to post an image of me nearly naked doing something silly in the name of Miss Nick, you know? I don't know. And post it on Imgur. And send it to her and just her and then keep checking the views on that image. And I don't know if that's massively shared. I think if you go to that site, you can see what other people have uploaded.
Uh-huh.
So that wouldn't be fair. But at first I was like, okay, if I see like two views on this thing, because one was me. Oh, she's alive. All right. I lured her in. That's all I needed to know. Thanks, Miss Nick.
Well, if you were going to do that, you could just send her an email and be like, hey, are you still alive?
Yeah.
You could post a picture of yourself like holding a towel in front of your junk.
Yeah.
On the otherwise completely naked on like the Facebook.
Yeah.
And like put a caption on it that's like, I'll drop the towel if Miss Nick comes back.
Yeah.
That's motivation.
Miss Nick's been back for a while. You don't. Yeah. She said, don't drop the towel, please, God.
I wasn't seriously like worried, but I was kind of curious. Like, where she went, because she's when she's around, she's like one of the most contributory vocal listeners, and then she just disappears sometimes.
Yeah,
but I'm glad to see she's alive.
Yeah.
And last week I said I wanted to talk about the potato girl. I still don't want to talk about the potato girl. Okay. Like if we had done it like early in last week's episode, I would have been all about it. It's like, ugh, is this Down syndrome girl? Became a meme. Her mom found out about it. They went on the news.
The whole potato, yeah. And the one, and the two, and the potato.
Yeah, I can count the potato. Yeah. And it's actually sort of related to, in a way, to what I was talking about Whiskey Thursday earlier, because it's basically them getting all butthurt about being made fun of.
Yeah.
And I'd be repeating myself. Yeah. It's the same thing. Like, I don't understand why it hurts you so bad.
Yeah.
And I don't think it actually does hurt the Down syndrome girl so bad. I think it pissed her mom off.
Oh, yeah.
And then her mom was like, I can't believe this. And then,
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Nobody's laughing at your kid specifically. It's just, to them, it's a Down syndrome kid and it's a funny meme.
Even if they were laughing at your kid specifically.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Like, oh, somebody laughed at me on the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So what? Suck a dick.
She's got the downs. Who wouldn't?
Even if it's completely unfair. Like, you don't have to justify it. Somebody laughed at you on the internet. A whole bunch of people laughed at you on the internet. So what?
Yeah.
What are you going to kill yourself? Good, you fucking pussy. The latest episode of Red Bar Radio, actually is probably two episodes ago now, I listened to today, and he was talking about bullying. Mm-hmm. Mike David, the host, was talking about bullying, and he said so many things that I agree with, and so I wouldn't want to get into it too much because I just listened to it, and I wouldn't want to repeat all this shit that he said.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear my opinion on bullying, go listen to Mike David's opinion on bullying at redbarradio.net, because... he covers it pretty well.
Really hit home.
Yeah. Like, just what the... Why do you feel that you have the right to never be made fun of?
Yeah.
Like, why... people killing themselves over being made fun of? Like, that's a crazy person. Mm. If you kill yourself because somebody said mean things about you, you're a crazy person. So, anyway, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Now I'm getting all negative. And I'm getting tired, too. Like, I've been real tired lately. And then we get to the end of the show.
Yeah.
And it starts to peter out because I'm getting tired, yes. And that's making me grumpy.
Yep. I had a few days off this week because my schedule was fucked up and I slept a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, worse than I was.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with our bodies, man?
I don't know.
I sleep more and I feel like shit. More like shit? What is wrong with this picture?
Like, the first 3 days this week, I went to bed really late and, like, slept for maybe 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
And then the fourth day, I came home after work and, like, went right to bed, pretty much, and slept through to the morning.
Oh, my God.
I didn't go right to bed. I probably went to bed at, like, 7.
Yeah.
But then I slept through till, like, 6.
Wow.
So, I don't know. My sleep has never been appropriate.
Yeah.
But I guess we should end it.
All right.
Now. So thanks for listening. As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
I think I mentioned on the show before that I sent the stickers out finally.
Yeah.
Brad K told me he got his, mm-hmm. which I was glad to hear. I don't know if the other person got theirs. And I mentioned Jack Frazee.
Jack Frazee, yeah.
And how he only gave me a street and a house number.
You silly man.
And it turns out that's Tyke Meissen in the forums.
Oh, is it?
And he was like, yeah, sorry about that.
Ah, that's right.
I'm not used to getting things sent to me. Which, you've never heard of addresses and how they work? Anyway, he still has not given me any more information. So I don't know if he was like, I tried. You know, I give up,
man.
Maybe he doesn't know where he lives. I don't know. But if you send me a city, state, and zip code, I can send you some stickers.
Yeah.
Just tack that on, you know. I'll still send them. Whatever. Review us in iTunes.
Yes.
Check us out. Do a search for I Just Had a Terrible Thought in iTunes. And then 5-star us and write us a cute little review.
Mm-hmm.
I love those. My self-esteem depends on them. check out our forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Bames John is still writing us show notes.
Yeah, nice.
I think he's up to, I think during the show, he got up to episode 18.
Oh, my God.
So he's kicking ass on those show notes.
Oh, my God.
That
poor motherfucker.
And I've been putting them up, you know, in batches when I put up the new episodes.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch more of them will go up when this episode goes up. And you can donate.
Donate.
Send us all of your monies. Mm-hmm. And is that it? Did I forget any? Oh, Facebooks and Twitters. Did I say that? Facebook.com/itchhat and Twitter.com/itchhat. And give them a voice. My new segment. Mm-hmm. If you want to send me suggestions for that, you can pretty much send them anywhere that you can contact us. But if you want to send them directly to me via email, that's probably the best way. That way it doesn't like spoil it for everybody or whatever. And if I decide it's garbage, I don't necessarily have to make fun of you for it.
Yeah. But if it's awesome, Kyle's going to blow it up. Oh, it's going to be so good.
And I would like it if you would do that.
Yeah.
And now I'm just kind of rambling and
shit. Do it. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Word.